Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Now, what a tough night for Mountain Homes girls here on the Sweetheart Roll tonight. We welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show as Mountain Homes girls fall to West Memphis tonight, 35-33. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game, and I'm going to go with S. Nate. She was Mountain Homes' leading scorer tonight with 11 points. Kate Gilbert ended up with 8 on the night for the Lady Bombers, 7 for Emma Martin, 4 for Anna Grace Foreman, and 3 for Leah Jackson. And West Memphis had 2 players in double figures. Tierra Bradley was the leading scorer with 11 points, 10 on the night for Tania Tucker, 6 each for Uriah Hazley and Terica Inman, and 2 for Cortesia Hollins. Well, it's just a way the game was a tough way to end the game for the Mountain Home. Tania Tucker. Took the ball towards the last few seconds and went down, shot a layup. No, wouldn't go, but Tierra Bradley was in perfect position with her big frame to get the offense rebound, put it back up and in. Mountain Home got the ball with 3.2 seconds left, down by 2. Tried one last heave at the just inside the half court line. Wouldn't go in, and the Lady Blue Devils escaped with the win. This game had 2 ties and 9 lead changes in it. One thing Mountain Home did do better than West Memphis was handle the ball. The Lady Blue Devils ended up with 15 turnovers tonight. Mountain Home had 9 this evening. But with the loss, Mountain Home is going to fall to 16-3 on the season. And 16-4 on the season, and 5-2 in the 5A East. West Memphis is going to improve to 17-4 and 6-1. So Mountain Home is going to either go drop to third or move into a tie for second place, depending on how Nelton does tonight against Searcy this evening. So Mountain Homes girls get the 2-point loss, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of our doubleheader. And we've got kind of an extended intermission going on right now. It is Sweetheart Royalty Night, so those festivities are going on. So and then Mountain Home will, of course, need a little time to warm up. We'll have the boys broadcast when we are ready. Again, Mountain Home falls to Mount West Memphis 35-33. You've been listening to the Lady Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.